Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
Donnie, good morning. How is everybody doing today? Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, everybody, to our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. Once again for this blessed and wonderful day. Amen. Praise God. We are here again on the broadcast to encourage you. Amen. Praise God. To lift you up. Amen. Praise God. But most importantly, we are here to honor the true and living God. Amen. Elohim. Amen. Jehovah. Amen. Jireh, our provider. Amen. Jehovah. Amen. Raphi, our healer. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. For being a great and awesome God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So be encouraged today. Amen. Praise God. My sons and my daughters. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. As you come onto the broadcast. Amen. Lift up your head. Amen. Praise God. And look to the hills from which cometh your help, for all of your help comes from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God, for he is truly mighty. Amen. In our lives. Amen. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we're just, our broadcast has just started. Amen. Praise God. We are here on this broadcast, on this mega prayer broadcast Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Mark your calendars. Amen. Praise God. Put a reminder. Amen. In your phones. Amen. So that you can be here. Amen. From the beginning to the end. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. 6 o'clock a.m. We are here Monday through Friday. Amen. Praise God. And also, if you would like to join us, we are also here, amen, every Monday on our Miracle Monday. Miracle Monday, amen, praise God. 7 o'clock p.m., Miracle Monday, every Monday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. on Miracle Monday. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Also, we are here on the broadcast every Sunday at 8 a.m. for our Bible study. Amen. Praise God. So there you have our schedule for the week. Amen. Praise God. Our schedule for the week. Amen. Praise God. We are here. Amen. Praise God. Weekly. Amen. Praise God. So that you can come. Amen. And get prayer, get the word of God, testify. Amen. Praise God. Hear praise reports. Amen. Right here on the broadcast. Amen. Mega Prayer is an international prayer ministry. Amen. We reach out to individuals all around the world. All around the world. Amen. Praise God. We are reaching out. Amen. Praise God to those. Amen. Praise God that join us. Amen. From all around the world. Amen. So we're excited about you, your friends, your families, your loved ones. Amen. Praise God that are coming to be a part. Amen. Praise God of our broadcast each and every time we are here on the broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for our internet listeners, our teleconference listeners. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And those that are joining us by live streaming. Amen. Praise God. When we're on our live streaming, we just thank God for each and every person. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So you are welcome, welcome, welcome to our broadcast. Amen. Praise God. And those of you that are listening by the internet, and you would like to join us by the way of telephone, if any time you would like to dial into our live broadcast, that number is 641-715-3670. Once again, if you would like to join us by telephone on our teleconference line, anytime we are here on our broadcast, the dial-in number is 641-715-3670. Amen. And the access code is 420123. 420123. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And as always, we want to take this time to have you help us. Amen. Reach out to others. Amen. Amen. This is our fellowship time. Amen. Praise God. This is our fellowship time, and we want you to invite someone. Amen. This is a time that we ask you to help us to reach others. Amen. This is our reach out, amen, to somebody. Amen. This is the time that we ask you to reach out to somebody. Amen. Praise God. So please take this time before we start our broadcast, as we are giving announcements and as we are giving you, amen, our information about our ministry. We're going to ask you to please take time to reach out and touch somebody. Reach out, amen, and touch somebody, amen. And what we mean by reach out and touch somebody, reach out and invite somebody to the broadcast. Reach out and touch. Amen, praise God. This is our time to reach out and touch. So go ahead and dial the number of someone. Put them on three-way, amen, if you're able to three-way somebody. Amen, if you're able to connect somebody to your line, go ahead and do that. Amen, praise God. It will bless them on today. Amen, praise God. If you're able to text someone while you're here on the broadcast, go ahead and text somebody. Amen. It will bless them to be on the broadcast today. Amen, praise God, praise God. And those of you that are on social media sites, amen, if you're friends with me on Facebook, and even if you're not friends with me on Facebook, go ahead and put a message on the Facebook page, on your Twitter page, Instagram. Amen. Praise God. Email somebody. Amen. Praise God. Get on your social websites right now. Let's bombard our social websites. Let's break the enemy stronghold on our social media sites. Amen. Praise God. There are millions and millions of people on your social media sites that need to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So let's bombard our social media sites right now. Put the information on there. Let them know that we are on mega prayer right now, and we are doing a powerful teaching on exposing the enemy, exposing evil spirits. Amen. Praise God. Exposing principalities. However you want to put it, get them on this call today. Here's the number, 641-715. And the access code is 420-123. Amen. Praise God. Let's bombard social media today. Amen. Praise God. Let's put this on social media, and we will paralyze the enemy right now. Amen. Praise God. Let's paralyze the enemy. Everyone that you're going to invite by texting, by three-way, by email, by social website, you are going to destroy something in their lives. You're going to break, amen, the connection of the enemy when you make that connection. Amen. When you reach out and touch them today, amen, praise God. I hear, amen, in the spirit realm that there is going to be a breaking in the spirit when you make connections today. Amen, praise God. It's powerful right now. Right now is the time to do it. Right now, those of you that are coming to the line, right now, this is our reach out and touch time of our broadcast. We're reaching out and we are inviting friends and family, loved ones, even enemies. Get them on the line. Get anyone that you can on this call today. We're going to be talking about, amen, exposing evil spirits, exposing demonic forces, exposing principalities. Amen. This is our month, amen, of spiritual warfare. Amen. Praise God. And so we need you. Come on, come on, come on. Let's flood. Let's put the enemy on a flight today. Amen. Praise God. Let's break the strongholds of the enemy. When you make a connection, when you call somebody, text somebody, or email somebody, amen. Praise God. You are breaking the enemy's stronghold. Amen. Praise God. So come on. Amen. Let those fingers, those anointed hands touch your phones, touch your computers. Amen. Praise God. And even those, amen, that are in your home, wake them up and shake them and say, hey, you need to listen to this word today. Get them up. Amen. Praise God. If they're right there. Amen. Praise God. And remember, amen, when I started this teaching, amen, praise God, I said to you that it's very important, amen, that you, amen, get your partners, whoever you are in partnership with, amen, whether it be a husband or a wife, amen, your children, amen, sons and daughters, grandchildren, amen, praise God, whoever you can get, amen, to get this word into their ears, amen, praise God, business partners, co-workers, amen, your pastors, your leaders, amen, anyone in the fivefold ministry, prayer partners need to bombard this line today. Amen. Praise God. Come on, come on. We have about 3 more minutes. Amen. Praise God. If I reach out and touch. Amen. Praise God. And our announcements, and then we're going to get into the word. But you have time, all during this broadcast, to make sure you get somebody on this prayer call. Amen. Somebody needs to know, amen, what's attacking them. Amen. Praise God. What they're dealing with in this season. Know your enemy. Amen. Know your enemy. That's what we're saying to you today. Know the spirit, the evil spirit that is attacking your home, your finances, your children, your minds. Amen. Know that thing. Amen. Praise God. That has been, amen, following you. Amen. Praise God. And blocking you and pulling you down for years. Amen. Praise God. Identify your generational curse. Amen. On today. Amen. Glory. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. Praise God. Listen, come on. You've got 2 more minutes. Amen. And we're going to start the broadcast. You want to get them on. Amen. From the very beginning so that they hear every word. Amen. Praise God. That it's going to be spoken. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, you can go back and listen to the playback, but it's nothing like getting it. Amen. Praise God. When it's first released. Be the first fruit of this word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It will bless you greatly. Hallelujah. It will bless you greatly in the spirit realm. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, we're going to go ahead with our announcement. Amen. Praise God. And then we're going to shift over into the word of God. And as I'm making announcements, amen. Praise God. You need to get people on this call. This is our time to do it. Amen. Praise God. Come on. The grace is upon. Amen. This call. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, when they dial into this broadcast, we are in agreement, amen, with what is attacking them. We are in agreement, amen, with the word of God that is going to break that evil spirit. My goodness. Glory to God. God's fixing something and working something out. Amen. Praise God for your good. He's working something out for your good. Amen. Woman, you are loosed today. You are loosed, woman. You are loosed today. You are loosed. Amen. Praise God. Yes, yes. And to our men, you are delivered today.
Amen. You are delivered. You are delivered. You are delivered. Amen. Whatever has you held up and bound up, amen. Amen. We're covering you today. Amen. Praise God. We're covering our women today. They are loosed. Amen. Our men are delivered. Yes, you are. Amen. My goodness. Amen. What a powerful thing that's getting ready to happen here. Amen. Praise God. So listen. Amen. Our announcement is, amen. Praise God. We want to invite you to our prophetic conference. Our prophetic conference. Amen. Glory to God. October the 29th. Amen. October the 29th. It is the last Saturday in this month of October at 11 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. We will be at 1101 South Austin. That's A as in Apple, U-S-T-I-N. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It's going to be held at New Jehovah Missionary Baptist Church, 1101 South Austin in Chicago, Illinois. Message of Christ Church will be the host ministry. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. But the name that is going to be on the church is going to be New Jehovah Missionary Baptist Church, 1101 South Austin. Get to that prophetic conference. Amen. Praise God. That is going to be the climaxing, amen, of our word, amen, of our spiritual warfare. Amen. Praise God. Of sessions that we've been talking about. Amen. Get there. Get there. You want to get there. Amen. Praise God. And you want to be a part of this prophetic conference. Amen. Praise God. We are going to be exposing the enemy in the conference. Amen. Calling the enemy out at this conference. Amen. Pulling down. Amen. Praise God. The stronghold and evil forces of the enemy. You want to get there. Your house will not be the same. I'm telling you, at that conference, it's going to be exposure, exposure, exposure of the enemy. Amen. Praise God. Nothing's going to be hidden. Hey, glory to God. I'm telling you, your life is going to change tremendously. Get to the conference. 1101 South Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N. Amen. Praise God. Come prepared for battle. Come prepared. Amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for warfare. Amen. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 1101 South Austin. I want to see you there. Register, register, register. Register by calling us or texting us or emailing us. Amen. Or you can send me a message on Messenger if you have Messenger. Amen. Praise God. But our phone number, if you would like to text us or call us at our office and our administrative line, that number is 773-609-2071. 773-609-2071. Amen. Praise God. We will not be live streaming because we want you to come out. Amen. So we will not be live streaming. Amen. Praise God. So those of you, amen, praise God, that can make it out, come on out. Amen. Praise God. Come on out. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to be laying before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Calling out all evil spirits. Amen. Praise God. Intercessors are going to make this announcement until the day of the conference. Amen. Praise God. I want each intercessor, amen, to stress the fact that we need you there. Amen. Praise God. From 11, amen, a.m. to 3 p.m. Come on out. Intercessory prayer will be from 11, amen, to 12. Come on. 1 hour of intercessory prayer, and we're going to start the conference. Amen. Praise God. So come on out and get the very beginning, amen, of the workshop. Amen. Praise God, so that you don't miss anything. Amen. Praise God, so that you get all that God has for you. Amen. Praise God. So we thank you in advance for signing up for the workshop, for the conference. Amen. Praise God. And bring somebody. Bring somebody, amen. Bring somebody, amen. Come in there, amen. Praise God, with someone that you've connected with, amen. Praise God. Come in, amen. Ready, amen. Praise God, to break, amen, everything that is trying to hinder you, amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. I'm thankful, amen, praise God, that you've invited someone. Get someone on this line. If you have not invited someone, amen, praise God, get someone on the line. Amen. Praise God. Yes, thank you for inviting. Thank you for inviting. Amen. There are people texting me right now saying that they've invited people. Thank you. Thank you, visitors. Amen. Praise God. Those of you that are here on the call for the first time, you have been invited by somebody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're so thankful that you have come to this call today. There's something that you need to hear. Amen. Praise God. The enemy hates you and your family. Amen. Praise God. But God loves you because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. You hear me? Amen. Praise God. So you shall have everlasting life. Your family shall have everlasting life. I speak long life over you and your family. Amen. Praise God. These attacks of death, amen, over you and your family shall stop today in the name of Jesus. So we're going to pray. Amen. We thank God for all of our pastors that are on the line today. God bless you, leaders. God bless you, fivefold ministry. Amen. Let me tell you something. Your ministries are not going to be the same. Amen. Pastors, if you're on the line, leaders, fivefold ministry leaders, apostles, prophets, amen, praise God, evangelists, pastors, amen, and teachers, text me. Amen. I want to stand in agreement with your ministries today. If you are a pastor and a leader on this call today, text me or call and leave your ministry name. Amen. If you are a part, amen, of any prayer group, leave me. I need that information. All this month we are praying, that evil forces will be broken off of, amen, your life, amen, as you begin to step out into deeper things in this season. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. My God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. So I just feel a heavy anointing of grace over this call today. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for inviting. Thank you for inviting. People are still coming onto the call. They're going to come onto this call until we end. Amen. So you just want to get them on right now. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm getting ready to pray. Amen, praise God, and I want you, amen, praise God, to get them on the call, get them on the call, amen, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, my Jesus, amen, praise God, praise God. Don't worry about those that don't get on the call, amen, praise God, you have done your part, amen, praise God, and there will be a special double anointing upon your life, amen, praise God. Amen, for attempting to make the call. Amen, there will be a double anointing upon your life, amen, for even attempting, amen, praise God, make the call. Amen, praise God, my God, in the name of Jesus, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's begin to... Glory to God, break, amen, praise God, the enemy's strongholds today. Can I get you just to begin to start interceding? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, God. You are the everlasting King of Kings. Hallelujah. You are a strong tower today, God. Hallelujah. You are our Prince of Peace today, oh God. We bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for this day that you've given us, oh God. Father, we come today, oh God, standing, oh God, in your presence, oh God. Father, we come today, oh God, to magnify and glorify you, oh God, and thank you for who you are in our lives. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see this day. Hallelujah. Thank you for our families, and thank you, Lord God, for a mind, oh God, of peace today. Father, we come today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to break, Father God, every curse and every evil covenant of the enemy today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we break it right now, God. We command right now, Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, for every enemy, oh God, for every evil, Lord God, spirit, oh God, to be removed from our lives now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we break right now every evil covenant that we have made, oh God, over our lives and how and any evil covenant we have entered into willingly and unwillingly, oh God, unknowing and knowing, oh God, we break it now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We break and cancel every covenant, oh God, with any idol or any evil yokes that have attached to us in the name of Jesus. Father, we come breaking and canceling every evil covenant that has entered in through our parents. Oh, God, we break it now in the name of Jesus. We command the fire of God to break every hindering spirit, every evil obstacle, and we right now paralyze every evil spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, we pray in the name of Jesus that there will be an immediate breakthrough in the lives of every person that is on this call today. There will be an immediate breakthrough and deliverance shall fall upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you now. Father, we thank you now, God. As we come boldly before the throne of grace, we come to obtain mercy, God, and to find grace and help in our time of need. Father, we come humbling ourselves before the mighty sight of God, and we pray, God, that you shall lift us up. God, we thank you right now for being our refuge and our strength, very present help in the time of trouble. So, God, we ask for your help right now. As we come to hear the word today, oh, God, Father, anoint every home and every person that is on this call today. Deliver, protect, Father God, your people from every evil influence that is afflicting their lives today. We seek you, God, as we pray. We pray for wisdom, and we ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to be present right now. Dispatch holy angels around every person, every home, every property, around our finances, around our automobiles, around our workplaces, around our church ministries, around our husbands and wives, our children and our families. Father, lead every home into victory on today. Father, we ask that you set every person free from the power of sin, from the power of Satan and his kingdom of darkness. God, we thank you. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this call today. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for sanctifying us. Give glory to God in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for abundant life today. Thank you for strengthening us where we are weak. Father, we yield our tongues to you today. We yield our lips to you today, God, that we may praise you all the days of our lives. Father, we thank you today. Prepare us for this spiritual warfare. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now, as we come together, oh God, we are breaking the power of every principality. We're breaking the power of every ruler of darkness. Every wicked spirit, oh God, that is trying to take control of our lives. It will not work in the name of Jesus. But we plead the blood right now of protection over our lives. Protect us from the evil ones today, God. Protect us from the kingdom of darkness on today, God. Greater is he that is within us than he that is within the world. Glory to God. Father, we thank you now. We give you praise. And we command every evil spirit to let us go now and to leave our lives. Right now, we pray that there will be no hurt from any evil spirit. We ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Amen. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And amen. My goodness. Woo, that prayer was powerful. There is a heavy presence of the Spirit of God around you, around your family, right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let us get into our word for today. Those of you that have just joined us, this is the Message of Christ Church. Amen. Praise God. I'm your host for today, Pastor Sylvia Staples. I'm the senior pastor of the Message of Christ Church. Listen, let's focus. Let's focus on this word for today. We're going to be exposing evil spirits, demonic attachments, principalities, wickedness in high places, and all of those things that are trying to destroy you, your family, all of the evil forces that are trying to destroy your ministries, your marriages. There seems to be just a release of evil in this month that has come to try to destroy in a large way. But we, amen, are coming here today, amen, praise God, to identify, amen, these attacks. Let me give you a few things. We talked last week, we started identifying some things that you need to get rid of out of your life and out of your home. We said this month is a month to do some spiritual cleansing of your home. Yes, do some spiritual cleansing, some praying. Amen. Praise God. Spiritual cleansing of your home. What I do is I open up my windows, cabinets, doors, drawers, dressers, anything that has a door. Amen. Closets. Amen. Praise God. Anything. Dressers. Amen. Boxes. Amen. Praise God. And I am letting those things and opening up my windows and my doors as I am praying and as I am applying the oil in my home, as I am washing down the walls. Amen. Praise God. And purifying the home. Amen. Praise God. My God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We are commanding the evil forces to leave. You can even do this in your ministries. Amen. In your business. Amen. Praise God. You want to pray, read the scriptures out loud in every room. And you want to go in, and you want to do a spiritual cleansing. Amen. So if you have any of these things in your home, you need to get rid of these things because this could be one of the reasons why you're being attacked. The first thing is anyone that does yoga, stop it now. Amen. Praise God. Yoga, amen, praise God, is connected, amen, with evil. Amen, praise God. And you want to make sure that you are not participating in things that are you allowing to get into your body and cause even more sickness in your body. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So a lot of things here that I have on my list. And each week I want to try to give you some different things here that maybe you are not aware of, amen, when it comes to things that are associated with evil forces. Those of you that worship Mary, amen, that have paintings of
this woman that has been created by man called Mary. We know Mary is the mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus, but if you have any pictures or statues or any jewelry that symbolizes Mary, any rosary beads, anything connected to this person, Mary, get rid of it. It is an idol that we're not supposed to worship Mary. Amen. Praise God. She was just a way for our Savior to enter into this world. Amen. Praise God. We are truly grateful that, amen, she was able to yield herself for this to take place, but she is not the one that we should be lifting up. Amen. Praise God. So if you're lifting up Mary and praying to Mary, amen, praise God, stop it today, because that is the portal that is opening that evil can come through. Amen. Because we are putting that before God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And a lot of people are praying to Mary. Amen. Praise God. But we want to make sure that we're not doing that. Amen. Praise God. If there's anybody that's playing with Ouija boards, amen, sometimes we can say that we're doing things because it's a fun game. Amen. We want to see what's really going to happen, if it's really something that will bring back evil spirits, just to see if it works. Don't play with Ouija boards. Amen. Don't play. Amen. Praise God. With this board, it promotes, amen, praise God, evil spirits, amen, to come in, amen, praise God, and familiar spirits. Ouija boards bring back familiar spirits, amen, praise God. And so you don't want to play any games that have to do with Ouija boards, amen, praise God, for this is the season where people are doing what they call fun things at Halloween parties, amen, praise God. We as Christians do not celebrate Halloween in any way. We don't play any games associated with Halloween. We don't allow our children to play in any games associated with Halloween. So Ouija boards are definitely, amen, praise God, something that we don't want to play with. Amen, praise God. We want to make sure that we get rid of those things out of our home. Number four, as I mentioned, Mary and pictures of Mary, I have to mention, amen, pictures of Jesus. Amen. Those, and I don't know if I mentioned that last week, but people have these big pictures of Jesus on their walls and pictures of Jesus over their bed and pictures of this man that the world has created to be Jesus. Get rid of those pictures. Amen, praise God. They are false images of Jesus. Amen, praise God. Some people have pictures of Jesus at the Lord's Supper. Amen, get rid of those pictures. That is not Jesus. Amen, praise God. It's a false idol. Amen, praise God. And some people have been worshiping those pictures for years and thinking that it brings peace into their homes. Amen, and it has evil attachments because it is not Jesus. Amen, so get rid of that. Amen, pictures of Jesus. Amen, praise God, praise God. If you have any crystal balls or any crystal beads or anything that you are having in your home that you are speaking to the dead or speaking to, trying to even make contact with God. There are some people that use their crystal balls to try to make contact with God. Amen, praise God. Any crystal ball readings, any crystal balls, amen, you do not participate in it. Amen, praise God. Let's, and I have a lot more, praise God, here, but I want to also get into the Word of God. Amen, praise God. So as you're doing your spiritual cleansing, look to see what's around your home. Amen, praise God. And as the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will direct you, and the Holy Spirit will give you what shouldn't be there. Amen, praise God. As you ask God in the Spirit, He will definitely tell you what shouldn't be in your home. Amen, praise God. But each week we're going to try to give you at least some
hints and some more information on some things that maybe not be obvious to a person. Some people don't see any harm that some of these things may bring into their home, but they're false idols. Amen. Praise God. They're connected to pagan gods. Amen. To evil. Amen. Praise God. And you're keeping the door open. Amen. Praise God. To sickness. That's why you can't be healed. Amen. Praise God. That's why. Amen. Your mind is being tormented. Amen. Praise God. You're keeping the door open to such things. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So, amen. Praise God. As we go into our word, amen. Praise God for today. Amen. Praise God. We're just going to finish up the Leviathan spirit. Then we're going to go into our new evil spirit that we're going to be identifying on today. Amen. Praise God. We've talked a lot about the Leviathan spirit. So we know that the word Leviathan means to twist. And so it's a spirit that twists the truth. It gets you into false worship. Amen. Praise God. You become unteachable because you have so much pride. You think you know it all. So if that's you, see yourself for who you are. Amen. There are some people that just will not see themselves as being wrong, and they always want to say that people are labeling them and saying them. But if you are carrying that spirit, amen, praise God, we want you to confess today, amen, praise God, that you are carrying that spirit. Amen, praise God. But the Leviathan spirit, is a heavy influence, amen, against ministries and those that are doing the work of God's kingdom. And so, how do you overcome this Leviathan spirit? First, you need to recognize that it's working in you or against you, one or the other. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And recognize that it has kept you in spiritual bondage. If it's working against you, it has kept you, your ministry, your children, your family. You need to be free. Today, you need to simply shout out of your mouth and say, I need to be free of this Leviathan spirit. So the first thing you need to do is pray and ask God and pray a prayer of repentance and ask God to forgive you for allowing this spirit to do what it's done in your life. Somehow you allow it to come in and do what it did. Amen. It just didn't come in and do it because it wanted to. You had to let it in. You had to open up the door and let it in. So repent. Amen. Praise God for allowing this thing to come in. And you'll begin to feel it loosen off of you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's going to get peace with their enemies. I just feel that. Amen. In the spirit realm. I just feel that in the spirit realm. Amen. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I have been dreaming a lot about snakes, and I need to share this so I know that what God is talking to us about, amen, is so powerful. Even on last night, I had this dream about a snake. Actually, amen, praise God, it was a cobra snake. Amen, praise God. It was black. Amen, praise God. And somehow it had gotten on my back or something. And I don't know who the person was telling me that there's a snake on your back. And so somehow I was able to make it to my bed. And I laid there and I could feel this thing wrapped around on my back. And so I was so terrified. And so I was laying there and it kind of moved down to my thigh. So what I did was I lifted up my garment that I had on. And I tore it at the bottom so that the snake could get off of my thigh. And so I tore my garment, and the snake began to unwrap from off of my thigh. And I could feel it in my dream just slithering off of my thigh. And I laid there very still and very peaceful. I laid there, and I didn't move. Man, praise God. And I saw this thing unwrap from off of my thigh. And when it unwrapped off of my thigh, it immediately died. In the bed, it laid there and it died. And so I jumped out of the bed and I ran, you know, and I was looking back at it. There was a person that I worked with. She went to the bed and she got it and put it in a bag and tied it up. And she went out to the garbage and threw it away. And I just remember in the spirit, as I woke up, I laid there and I heard the Lord say that I've given you peace with your enemies. He said there were some enemies that were riding your back. There were some enemies that were totally against you. They had no reason, but they hated the God.